This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest tonight is a co-creator and star of Schitt's Creek. Please welcome Dan Levy.
This is such a thrill.
Oh, it's a thrill to have you. Now, your show, and I'm not going to say the name right now because I said it in the intro.
Do you get in trouble for that?
I don't get in trouble for it, oddly enough, because and the people, if you look at the monitors when I say it, and the people at home, and you want to look at the monitor, CBS will allow me to say the name of your show as long as we put up the logo of the show. Schitt's Creek.
Oh, there it is. Do you mind if I try that?
Sure, go ahead.
Let me try it.
What's the name of your show?
The show is called Schitt's Creek.
Oh. I hear that's a great show. Now, the show is, it stars, it's you, your sister Sarah, right?
Yes, my sister Sarah is
your father, the great Eugene Levy.
My father, Eugene, is in the show as well.
And Catherine O'Hara, who plays your mom.
And the brilliant Catherine O'Hara.
Now, your father has got an enormous... There's your father right here.
Oh, there he is.
He's got an enormous...
That looks like his, it looks like some kind of like presidential photo. That looks like his bid for the presidency or something.
If only this was our president.
Could you imagine?
But have you ever been overshadowed by his legacy, by which I mean his eyebrows? Have you ever? Because you've got some excellent eyebrows.
I have to trim mine back, though. That's the thing. I think he just goes like in flagrante with his brows. They're just...
Sorry, I don't speak Spanish. Like, what is in flagrante?
Unbridled hair growth, I think, just coming out of the face.
He owns it,
and he loves it, and that's great. I just think my head's too small for the proportion. The volume growing outwards would not be...
So you're saying
you've got to trim them back.
You're saying God gave you more eyebrow than your skull can handle.
Absolutely. My head would just sort of wave forward if it was up to, you know, the heavens.
Now, your dad was one of the creators and stars of one of the coolest comedy shows ever made, SCTV.
SCTV.
And did that make him... Did that in any way make him cool to you as a child, or is just there no way for a father to be cool? Because it would be very cool if my dad
was. It was a very strange thing growing up, like trying to sort of look at the show and look at like the Schmengies, for example,
yeah,
and then look at my dad and try and reconcile how those two ever came to be. Because in person, he's a very serious. I mean, he's been on here. He's a very serious man.
Yes.
And then to see these. Character to left feet. I mean, it's the weirdest, strangest, goofiest people.
Did in any way undermine his authority as a child? Like, I can't listen to this guy. He's an idiot.
He was a very serious parent, but also when it came down to it, was also trying his best to embarrass me as best he could.
Did it succeed? Often, yeah.
Yes. I was a very introverted kid, and growing up, my dad would do everything in his power to like draw attention to me, be it telling a restaurant that it was my birthday, and then you'd have the song and dance come out, and they'd bring the cake, and suddenly I had to blow up. No, it was not my birthday. My birthday's in August. It was like September or something, and suddenly there's like a whole restaurant, you know, with a sparkler.
Well, can you get back at him now? Because you know you're the co-creator of this show, and you're the showrunner for this thing. Can you create opportunities that you like scenes you
Absolutely.
Put your father in to embarrass him now?
There's a very interesting power shift that's happened here because I now get to write what he does, so I'm able to really sort of like hammer home his sensitive spots. One would be his hair. He has a lovely head of hair. Yeah, don't touch it. I don't know if you knew that. You cannot touch his hair. It's a perfectly coiffed
head
of hair.
Is it real? Is it real hair?
It's real, yes. Just don't touch it. So, of course, the second episode of our first season, I write a drip that happens in the first scene that just makes his hair sopping wet. And I remember my dad reading the script and then sort of calling me on the phone going, I read the drip story, and I have a few questions. How wet will the hair be? Sopping. The hair will be sopping wet.
Is he onto you? Have you done anything that's so overt that he
knows
that
you're making fun of? Then at the end of that season, I had him run through an entire scene, just run at full force through fields and pasture. He's not the most athletic person. He does his morning walks. I don't think he's ran in 35 years, so that was a first. And you can see it all on Schitt's Creek.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Schitt's Creek airs Wednesdays on Pop TV. Dan Lavery, everybody. We'll be right back.
Up next, Eugene Levy.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Apple Cash is an easy, convenient, and secure way to pay your friends. Because it's already built into your iPhone and lives within Messages. It all happens right in the chat. Then you can spend that money right away with Apple Pay. See? Easy peasy. And way more private than pay apps. Apple Cash. Find it in your messages today. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Folks, you're in for a treat because my next guest is a comedy icon you know from SCTV, Best in Show, and the American Pie movies. He's now starring in season 4 of Schitt's Creek.
Everybody, just calm down. Nobody's been murdered.
Okay, the old man in room 4 died alone in his sleep.
Why do I find that scenario even more bone-chilling than murder?
Stevie, do we know how this man expired?
Do I look like a coroner?
I don't think you want people answering that question.
It feels like every time the motel sells out, someone dies.
We've only sold out one night.
Exactly.
Please welcome Eugene Levy. Let me ask something. You're Canadian.
And yes.
I have a political question.
Yeah.
Why did you point at your chest? What is
That's my Order of Canada, yes.
What is Order of Canada?
Well, that's the highest civilian honor you can get in Canada. You're being honored for your contributions.
Congratulations. Can your government, our government just shut down for a couple of days. Can the Canadian government shut down?
Oh, the Canadian government would never shut down. Are you kidding? The apologies alone would go on for years. You know? No.
You're one of my favorite Canadians, along with one of your old roommates. And I got a photo here. I hope you can explain to us what is happening here. You were roommates with, here's you. Let's see if we can find this here. Here is, that's you right there.
Oh, my.
And this young man right here is your roommate.
Marty Short.
Martin Short right
there. And next to me is Gilda Radner.
Yep.
And way up at the top is Victor Garber.
Victor,
very, very big
that's
star.
Victor Garber?
Yes, from Titanic, yes. And he's done a lot of TV and theater.
What was it like rooming with Martin Short back in the day?
Oh, well, Marty and I are the oldest and dearest friends. Marty and I go back. We went to school together, but when we started professionally, we got a in Godspell, that picture, that was our first show. And we rented a house because, you know, we were We were making $140 a week. I mean, we were rolling and folding golden.
Exactly, yeah. There you go.
That's it.
$140 a week.
Yeah, so
week.
We blew, and that's Canadian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about $48.50
Yeah.
U.S. And we rented a big, well, not a big house. We rented a house. That was really great. And we had the most fun. And that house, the address in that house, you know, there's a street in Toronto. It's one of the oddest names for a street. It's called Avenue Road.
Really?
So our house was on Avenue Road. It was 1063 Avenue Road, and it became quite infamous in some very narrow circles. Marty wrote about it in his autobiography, 1063, when we used to get together while we were doing Godspell. And there's another book, I think, that's mentioning it now. We used to every Friday night, we would have what we called Friday night services. And after
like
the show...
Like religious services?
No. No. It was, I would call it imbibing and laughing.
All right.
Imbibing and laughing. And that's what we did till the wee hours. And Marty would record these sessions on his tape recorder, and he still has the tapes from those Friday night sessions, yeah.
Well, now you're doing Schitt's Creek, and I should point out, we talked about this last time we were here, and this is absolutely true. CBS makes me put up this sign when I say
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. To prove that it's just a man's name.
Well,
and
it
the
is.
The name of the town.
Yes, it is. The name of the family that founded the town was the Schitt family. But listen, there are Schitts in every phone book in every country around the world. It is a legitimate name. Unfortunately for the people who have it, but
there are Schitts in every country. We've proven we've got a few down here. That's for damn sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. Well, as a Canadian, I say, don't drag me into your nightmare.
Yes. Now, does it take place in Canada?
Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Well, it takes place. No, we don't know. There is no location for it. There is no setting. There is no country. It is what it is.
And you do it with your children who are in it.
Yeah, my son Dan is my. I created the show with my son Dan, and he plays my son in the show,
sure.
Which makes it kind of easy from an acting standpoint.
You've already done all the background work.
I've done the work. I know what's going. I know what's going on. His character is a little kind of, it's more out there than my son actually is. But when I'm working with Dan in a scene, it really is like I'm working with my own son. When I'm working with the girl who plays my daughter, Annie Murphy, terrific actress, I actually feel like I'm working with my daughter. I have very familial
but she's not
feelings.
Your daughter.
She's not my daughter. So when I'm working with my real daughter on the show, who plays Twyla the waitress, I also feel like I'm dealing with my real daughter on the show. So now it's getting a little muddy. I'm not muddy. Yeah.
Things are muddy in Schitt's Creek, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Thanks
wow.
to you, Gene. Nice
Thanks,
to see
Steve.
You. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.